Good afternoon, Oakridge.
Hi, is Robert there?
This is Rob.
Hey, Rob, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Good. I spoke with Ed a little while back, and I know he's retired now, but he said, you know, sometimes you guys, you know, look to use some working capital, and I sent him an email. He said he gave it on to you. I just wanted to kind of touch base the business. See if you guys had any questions about it or.
As of right this second, I don't. I mean, the bookkeeper is out this week, and I haven't had a chance to really look anything over. Mm-hmm. I know it's something we will potentially be looking into shortly here, but as of lately, I've just been too busy to even really think about any of that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I know it's tough, you know, trying to get everything together, and then while on top you have a full plate. How much you guys are looking for, like?
If I do anything, I'm probably just gonna look for like $20,000.
All right, $20,000. Okay, and yeah, I know he did. When I spoke with Ed, he mentioned that you guys, your gross annual sales is around 20 to 30, you know, $300,000, right?
Yeah, between two and it's not really even three. It's probably a good year is probably 250, an average year is just over two. So
Great.
Between 210 and 250 is probably our average.
Oh, okay, great. With our working capital program, we are able to free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash. You'd be right in that range. I've got like a quick quote that we could give you on exactly what, you know, you'd be looking at with us. And like, what are you kind of going to use the money for?
Just capital, just because, you know, I've only been in the business for, I bought it from a year ago, just over a year.
Okay,
so,
great.
And I never went and did anything as far as getting capital started up. So it's been kind of a fight that way. You know, I'm usually putting out about $15,000 to $20,000 a month is what I'm putting out. So I'm always carrying that. So, and we've been able to make it work, but it's just, you know, it's just tighter than we want it to be. So, it basically would just be to get that one full month into our account. That way, where I'm not always floating everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And how, and with that, like what would be your return on investment? Like, would you be able to double this money, or you kind of just need it for that cushion?
I just need it for that cushion for right now, and the hopes is to grow, but we'll see where we go from there. You know, obviously being in here for just that year, it's, you know, I'm still learning the business end of everything. So, the hope is within the next few years here to really try to grow it to more than it is now. But, it's basically cushion money. It's basically just instead of always covering everything, basically. You know, we make a little bit of profit, and then we get a big job come in, and so we have a little bit of cash sitting there, but, you know, we get a big job come in, and then, you know, you end up putting that out there again anyway, so it's just a lot of that, you know. Original hope was to be able to build up the money within the first year, which, I mean, we have built some, but it's just not enough, basically.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it takes a long time, or not. I mean, it takes longer than you think, you know.
Yeah.
And when are you looking to add this on by?
If we decide to do it, it would be within a month or so. You know,
within a month or so. Okay.
Yeah, get the ball rolling, and I don't know how long the process takes and everything, but I, you know.
Yeah, with us, I mean, it's a simple process, application process, and upon receiving everything, we can get answers within, you know, 24 hours and get funded within 48. So we're really quick turnover rate. If it was like an emergency, you need it now. I mean, it's not a problem with us. And I know you're planning on that. Is it, like, do you have, a bunch of jobs coming up in about a month?
Yeah, we're always, since I bought it, you know, we're always busy. We always have something going on. It's just, we do, a lot of our customers are 30-day customers. So it's, you're just constantly putting that money out there is what I'm fighting. And like I said, when I came in, I put a down payment on the business, you know, kind of used up all my savings and all that kind of stuff, bought the business, and basically went in there with no capital because I really didn't want to take on another loan. And I thought, well, I'll make it work this way. And we have, for the most part. It's just, you know, if someone decides, a big job decides not to pay you on time, it hurts.
No, it really does. And I've heard that. So 30 days, is that the longest you've had? I've heard people like up to 90. It's pretty crazy.
I've been Most of my customers are 30 days, and that's just pretty standard. But I've had some people do on big jobs where, you know, for us, a big job is, around 10 grand, and we usually get half of that up front, but then we finish up. So we've been held out about 5 or 6 grand for, over 2 months, and, wow, that's all my money, at that point.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
So it's never astronomical numbers, but it's enough to hurt us, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I know it's uncomfortable, and, having to use your own capital and be in those tight situations in case something, comes up.
Right.
And that's exactly, what this is for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, how would you, rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle, I would say.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah, we got probably mid 600s. When everything went down in 2008, I'm still feeling it. I took a pretty hard hit there in those years. So it's on the climb back. Yeah, everyone felt it. And I didn't lose anything, but I mean, I just got the crap hit out of me. So, everything was just late, and it's just taking a long time to get back to, it's easy to lose it. It's hard to build it.
No,
it's
just
what it feels like.
That's the truth right there.
My wife is also part owner of the business, and her credit is quite a bit better than mine. She's in the 680s to 700s, somewhere in there. So,
okay. And what's the ownership percentage? Is it 51?
It's 50-50.
50-50. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. And so you just purchased this business. How'd you kind of get into that? Did you know Ed, or you just were in the market?
Ed is my father-in-law. So
okay, great.
My wife is his daughter, and she had worked here for years until we started having kids. So she had a background with a business, and, basically Ed wanted to retire, and we talked about it and decided to move forward with it. So, here we are.
Yeah. Good for you. And have you looked into, financing with your regular bank, or
the farthest I've gone is I got some paperwork, and then I got busy, and the bookkeeper filled it all and said I needed to go over stuff and sign it. And I never even got around to doing that. So, usually pretty busy.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I mean, everyone is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any other, current loans out or like a line of credit you're using?
No, not for the business, no. The only thing I have for the business is a credit card, and that is like a $3,000 limit, so it's not even a big credit card.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So what would you need if we did apply? What do you need us really to... I know some places they want you to kind of map out what you're doing with it and, kind of have a layout of your plan for the future or something. But what are you guys looking for?
Yeah, for us, basically, the need, that's what you need it for, exactly what you told me. I mean, that cushion, and that's really typical. I mean, that's exactly what it's used for. And in order to get you, an answer on exactly what you'd be looking at with us, it's a really simple process. It'd be a one-page application that I could email over to you. And then it would be 6 months, business bank statements. They just kind of evaluate the cash flow of the business.
Sure.
And then it would be your most recent tax return. And 2014 is fine if you don't have 2015 yet. And
I have 2015, but as far as the business goes, though, with the depreciation and all that, it looks like I took a loss. So how does that affect me?
As far as like, what do you
with buying the business and everything like that, and figuring depreciation? As far as what's going to show on my tax return is that the business actually took a loss.
Well, yeah. See, this is a sales based loan, though, so it's based off your sales. So if the sales are there, I mean, we figure you can cash flow the note. Yeah, and this doesn't go on the personal credit as well. It goes on the business.
Okay. Good. Good.
Yeah. So this is all, and it's unsecured cash. So you can use it, how you see fit. To help the business. And like I said, with getting those documents, we can get you an answer, within 24 hours, and if needed, funded in 48. If you'd like to, get the process going, I know you're busy, but we just need those documents and that app, and we can go from there and see where
you... Yeah, why don't you email it over to me? She is not back she's not back till 11th, so it wouldn't be till then. Till I started filling stuff out, getting it back to you, because I just don't... I mean, I'm sure I could figure out how to get it there. I just,
Yeah. No, I hear you. I know you're busy. Well, what's a good email for you, Robert? I can shoot over that info.
It is. You can go to design at okay. oakridgesign.com.
Oakridgesign.com?
Yeah.
Design at oakridgesign.com. Okay.
Where are you guys located? Where are you out of?
I'm out of San Diego. That's the
okay.
Yeah, that's our location. But we have, you know, a bunch over the country.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. It doesn't make a big difference to me. I was just curious.
Yeah, that's the location I'm out of is San Diego.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot over that info. And then when's a good time, you know, to follow up with you?
Maybe end of like next week, and maybe I'll need another little nudge, you know. But the bookkeeper doesn't get back till she's on vacation, so she doesn't get back till 11th, and we'll probably start doing something about it between there and Friday or the following week.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you gave me a shout on Friday the 13th or the following week sometime, would be fine.
Okay, great.
And then she'll be around to maybe answer more questions that I'm not able to answer.
Okay, you know, Paul, and what was her name?
Her name's Wanda.
Wanda, okay.
Yep.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and I'll shoot that over to you, and then, yeah, I look forward to hearing back from you.
Okay, all right.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.